right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Colleagues eat in Mike's office.
I got it! I got it, I got it, I got it.
Well, don't bring it into my office. You want to get rid of it, take it to the clinic.
I am talking about a fabulous weekend at my uncle's ski lodge at Lake Placid. Stocked with food, booze, ski equipment, and all expenses paid. Any takers?
Here you go.
Hey, Leo, that's sensational. I hear they got 10 inches of new snow up there.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah?
Okay, here's the plan. We leave tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. sharp.
Why can't we leave tonight?
Wait a minute. Tomorrow? It's got to be this weekend. I can't make it this weekend.
What's wrong with this weekend?
I promised Glory to take her to Sheila Tishman's engagement party Saturday night.
Who's Sheila Tishman?
She's a friend of Gloria. She gets married a lot.
Can Gloria go without you?
You guys, you don't understand. Leo, Frank, you're not married. Charlie, you have an arrangement with Monica.
With Betty.
What happened to Monica?
Betty has a better arrangement.
Look, all I know is Gloria's counting on this, and I just hate to disappoint her.
Ah, come on, I bet all you gotta do is just ask her.
Listen to him, just ask her. Said with all the depth and understanding of a bachelor, I can't just ask Gloria to let me go.
Why not?
Because if she says no, I'll get angry at her, we'll have a big fight. If she says yes, she really means no, and then she'll get angry and we'll have a big fight.
I mean, to have an opportunity like this and not be able to go.
That's why I never got married. Hey, no traps for me, baby.
Yeah, me neither. I like my freedom too much. Nobody's gonna stick me with a ball and chain.
All right, we take somebody else. How about Louis Pesci? He's more fun and civic anyway.
Wait, just a second. Do not count me out as of yet.
Why? I thought you couldn't go. How are you gonna swing it?
Don't worry, I will swing it. I need this vacation. I need the fresh air. I need the exercise.
You're going to tell that to Gloria?
No. Gloria's going to tell that to me.
Mike wiggles his eyebrows and sips his drink. Later, Archie arrives at the Stivics' kitchen door.
I need it.
What are you doing over here anyway at this time of the night?
I need it. Edith, are you up there?
Yeah. Upstairs.
Oh, come on, look at the time. Where's the dinner, huh?
Joey's asleep. See, I'm cooking dinner here for Gloria while she goes out shopping. I'm babysitting for her.
I don't want to eat dinner over here with them. The baby's sitting in a high chair flinging potatoes. And the meathead eating the shots off his own shoes.
Gloria arrives.
You wake up Joey.
Oh, hiya, Popsy Doodle.
Tell us, Popsy Doodle.
Wait till you see the new dress I got for Sheila Tishman's engagement party.
I can hardly wait.
You gotta wait. Come on home here and make you some food.
Daddy, yeah? Sit down and watch the show.
Don't shove your father.
Sit.
Outside, Mike jogs up to the front door, then takes a deep breath, slumps his shoulders, and hangs his head. He listlessly bangs on the door.
Is he loaded?
Did you get mugged again?
Honey, you won't believe it. Walking just 2 blocks from the subway, I got so pooped I didn't have the strength to reach for my keys.
Oh, sweetheart, are you sick?
No, I'm okay.
She takes his coat.
You sound terrible.
I do? Yeah, I am terrible, Ma. I think I'll just lie down here on the couch for a while.
Archie knits his brow at Mike's yawn.
It's like feeding time at the zoo.
Maybe it's your stomach.
Yeah, I better get one of them recycled hot dogs off an umbrella guy.
No, that's not it.
Oh, well, listen, people that go around eating anything, anytime, are bound to poison themselves sooner or later.
Just run down.
Yeah, that's it, Mom. Run down.
Yeah, run down. You want to see him run up? Give him a shot of castor oil and then get out of his way.
Come on, let's go home. I hope you feel better, Mike. Gloria, thanks for letting me cook. Oh, gee, stop that.
Archie pats Edith's behind on the way out.
Michael, honey.
Oh, did I doze off again? Gee, I must be exhausted. Whew.
Did something happen to you today?
You promise you won't laugh?
I'm not gonna laugh. Tell me.
You know Seymour Larson?
Fat Seymour Larson, yeah.
You're gonna laugh.
I'm not gonna laugh.
He beat me in a race.
Fat Seymour Larson beat you?
Yeah. Thanks for not laughing.
Fat Seymour Larson beat you.
Gloria runs like a jiggly fat guy.
I'm sorry, honey. Boy, are you out of condition.
Yeah?
You know what your problem is, don't you?
What?
You don't get enough exercise.
Mike grins.
You know, I never thought of that. But when do I get a chance to exercise? I mean, when I'm in school, I'm sitting behind a desk all day, and then when I come home, I just sit down here and grade papers.
What do the other guys do for exercise?
Ski. They do other things, too, besides skiing, but mostly they do skiing. As a matter of fact, Leo, Frank, and Charlie were planning a big ski weekend up in Lake Placid just for the exercise.
That sounds great. Why don't you go on a weekend like that?
That'd be selfish of me. You don't ski.
Well, so what? That doesn't mean that you can't go, honey.
I feel funny.
Oh, honey, that's ridiculous. It would be good for you to go skiing with your friends.
You really think so?
I insist that you go.
Well, if you insist, do you think I should call Leo now or put it off for a week?
The sooner the better. There's the phone.
Maybe you're right.
Mike pumps his fist and reaches for the phone.
Honey, you know you're the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
I'm starting to feel healthy already.
Oh, I'm glad.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hello, Leo. No, that kiss wasn't for you. You want one? All right. Listen, Leo, this doll of a wife of mine saw the condition that I was in, and she insisted that I go skiing. Isn't that right, honey?
Yeah, I insist.
You hear that? She insists. And listen, Leo, I don't think we should leave tomorrow morning. No, I don't want to wake Gloria. Let's do what Charlie said. We'll leave tonight, huh?
Tonight?
You hear that, Leo? She insists tonight. Yeah, so why don't you round up all the guys and then just honk the horn and I'll come right out, okay? Yeah, goodbye. Thank you, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is this ski weekend this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me that it was this weekend.
Is that important?
Yes, this weekend is Sheila Tishman's engagement party.
Oh, how, honey, I'm sorry. How could I forget that? That's just terrible of me. Look at this, your best friend's engagement party, and here I am thinking about going skiing. Honey, will you ever forgive me?
It's all right, Michael. There's nothing to forgive.
Oh, thank you. And tell Sheila for me I'm sorry I missed the party, okay?
Missed it? But, Michael, you have known about this party for over a month. Now, I even bought a dress for it today.
Then why'd you tell me to call Leo to go skiing?
I didn't tell you to call Leo.
Well, I didn't want to go. You talked me into it.
I did not. I don't know how you work this thing out, but it isn't going to work.
Gloria, what is more important, a boring engagement party or my health?
You're going to call Leo back right now and tell him you're not going skiing.
I can't do that. He's already rounding up the guys.
Well, fine. Then you can tell him when he gets here, because if you don't, I will.
Oh, honey, you can't.
She slams a door in his face.
I am not going to stand there in front of my friends while my mommy tells them that I can't go out and play. Now, why can't you go to Sheila's party without me?
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Gloria, look at us. Look, we used to be two individual human beings. Remember our marriage ceremony? The part about having two trees not growing in each other's shadows? Well, look what's happened to us. We've become one big tree with root rot. Gloria, every single thing we do together.
Oh, so now I'm a sicko because I want to go to a party with my husband.
You're not a sicko.
It's just that, you know, you're afraid to go any place without your husband.
I'm not afraid to go.
Then go! Go! Assert yourself. Get out in the world, Gloria. Open a new window. Life's a ball. If only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive. So come on and show it. You've got a lot of living to do.
You do need a vacation. You win, Michael, you win. You go skiing, and I won't go to the party. I'll just stay home here all by myself.
Oh, come on, honey. If you're gonna be that way, I won't go skiing.
No, go, go. I want you to go.
Okay, you talk me into it again.
Mike hurries off, and Gloria starts to whimper. Gloria models her dress.
Oh, my, I'm glad your father ain't here to see you.
I don't think I'm gonna go.
Aww.
Maybe I'm making a big thing out of nothing, but I feel weird going out alone.
Well, Gloria, you don't have to worry about that. All your friends are gonna be there.
Yeah, two by two.
And Sheila is expecting you.
But, Ma, I'm not in a party mood. I think I'm gonna call and cancel the cab. Well, why don't you stay home with me and we'll watch TV together?
Oh, I can't, Gloria. I'm expected at the Sunshine Home. I gotta help Mrs. Bradley play bingo.
She doesn't need your help to play bingo.
Oh, yeah, she does. She broke her hearing aid and she can't hear him calling out the numbers. Look at you. Your hair is all fixed. You look gorgeous. You got a lovely dress on. You look like a movie star.
Yeah, who?
Doris Day. Only without the freckles.
Oh, all right, Ma. Well, I'll suffer through it somehow while Rock Hudson, the ski bum, is out there with the 7-year itch.
Rock Hudson has a rash?
No, Ma, Michael. And I'm sure that there's some little snow bunny up there who will be real glad to scratch it for him if he catch my drift.
Oh, no. Never.
Well, I'm just not happy with him going away like this.
Gloria, it's very good for two people who love each other very much to get away from each other once in a while.
Well, all right, I understand, but... what if you'd made plans to do something together? Like, did Daddy ever break an important date with you?
Yeah, once.
And didn't that make you mad?
No, we just got married the week later.
Okay, the babysitter's here. I can't wait to take a look at that blonde bombshell.
Teresa arrives.
Ave Maria Purissima, que vestido más divino, está de cachete, nene, te queda
lindísimo. English? What does it mean in English?
Nice. Ay, bendito Gloria. Can I borrow that sometime?
Oh, Teresa, do you think you'd be able to fill it out in front?
Well, if I'm in a bad mood, no. But if I'm in a good mood, yes.
She puffs out her chest.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Edith puffs out her chest.
Maybe I should let you borrow it tonight. You'll probably have more fun in it than I will.
Oh, Teresa, she don't want to go.
How can you not want to go to that party in this Hello Sailor dress? You're going to make all the men crazy.
Oh, there she can't. Come on, Glory.
Oh, Ma.
You always say that Sheila Tishman gives the best parties every time she gets engaged.
Yeah, but Michael won't be there.
That's why you're going to have a good time. When the mouse is away, the pussycat should play.
Oh. I can just hear what everybody's going to say to me. Gloria, where's your husband? And I don't know what I'm going to tell him.
With that dress, nobody's going to be looking for your husband. Bye.
Gloria, and keep your coat buttoned up in front.
With my coat, you know?
Come on,
come on, lady. I don't got all night. I got all the fans.
As Gloria puts a hand on her hip and sashays away from the house, Edith and Teresa watch through the window. Later that night, the Stivics TV plays static, and Teresa sleeps on the living room couch. She rolls over and covers her head with a blanket. Mike walks in the front door. He hangs up his scarf and takes off his coat. Mike smiles at the couch as he steps into the living room. He cuddles up beside Teresa. She throws him off.
What the hell are you doing, you crazy idiot, Teresa? It's me, it's Mike. I wasn't trying to rape you. I thought you were Gloria.
Mike, what's the matter with you? What are you doing here? You're supposed to be sliding down the mountain.
What are you doing sleeping on the couch?
I'm babysitting.
Where's Gloria?
At a party.
Still at the party?
Yes.
Still?
Yes.
Gee. 2 o'clock in the morning.
He turns the lights on.
Sheila's party's lasting longer than most of her marriages.
Outside, a man walks Gloria to the front door.
Thanks again. It was really sweet of you to go out of your way and drive me home like that, Pete.
Pete?
My pleasure. Listen, when can I see you again?
I don't know, Pete. Maybe it's Sheila's next engagement party.
Pete.
Mike seethes.
Well, look, if you can't come.
Yeah.
Send the dress.
Oh, you sly dog.
Teresa's mouth falls open.
Don't worry, I don't think she likes him. She called him a dog.
Good night. Thank you, Pete.
Why is it all the great chicks are married?
Good night, Pete.
She stops him from leaning in.
Then you drive home safe.
Then opens the door.
Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
She backs inside. And finds Mike behind her.
Michael! Oh, you scared me to death!
She stomps on his foot.
What are you doing here?
Who's Pete?
I didn't expect you home till tomorrow night.
Who is Pete?
Oh, what's the matter? Didn't you have a good time?
No, I had a miserable time, and that's why I came home early. And who is Pete?
Oh, he's a friend of Sheila's, you know him, Pete Gavaris.
Pete Gavaris? You mean that Greek guy with all the hair on his chest?
Yes.
You mean he drove you home while you were wearing that dress and he was wearing all that hair on his chest?
Well, would you rather that he wore the dress and I had the hair on my chest?
That's not funny. What were you doing until 2 o'clock in the morning? If I may be so bold as to inquire. You don't have to think about it. Give me an answer.
I was just doing what you told me to do, having fun, asserting myself.
Asserting yourself until 2 o'clock in the morning?
Shh. I'm gonna wake up Joey.
He's my kid. I can wake him if I want. Get up! I don't believe it. I just made myself dizzy. Look at me. My fingers are frostbit. My feet are numb. I cut my weekend short. I ride home 6 hours on a smelly bus. The guy in front of me snored. The guy behind me was breathing onions all over me. And all the way home, the lady next to me was going like this. And for what? I come home and my wife, who's what, some Greek guy with a lot of hair, doing God knows what.
You're the one who told me to go to the party. Well, now I can see how much you trust me.
Trust you? Trust you? You want me to trust you? Driving home with a man who's got a bumper sticker on his car that says, honk if you want it? That's what you want me to trust? What time did you leave the party?
I resent this interrogation. You don't see me giving you the third degree about your weekend.
I told you I had a miserable time.
Well, I'm sorry you had a miserable time. Get out of my way. But that doesn't mean that I had to have a miserable time, too.
Ah! Oh, then you weren't miserable. That means you had a good time.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Sweat beads on Mike's forehead.
Give me a minute. I'll think of something.
All I did was exactly what you told me to do. You remember that, don't you? Gloria, you've got to open a new window. Life's a ball. You've got a lot of living to do. Well, I went out and I lived it up. I had a great time. Why didn't you have a great time?
I don't know. Maybe I was feeling guilty for having tricked you into this. All I know is that everybody up there at Ski Lodge was laughing and drinking and having a good time. I just couldn't get with it. I felt uncomfortable without you there.
Well, I'm sorry. You should have followed your own advice. I did.
I missed you.
She pats him on the shoulder.
I missed you, too. I had a good time at the party. But I wish you could have been there.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Honey.
You had fun with Pete, huh?
Oh, you know, Pete, he's always the life of the party.
Yeah. Did he try anything?
Well, to be perfectly honest,
he did?
Well, I stopped him.
How?
Well, every time he started anything, I just went...
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Ben Starr and Chuck Stewart. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Lanchman. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lanchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Liz Torres, Teresa. John Carlin, Leo. Rod Loomis, Charlie. Tom Fitzsimmons, Frank. Mark Lonow, Pete Gavaris. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.